Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome, Riley Lassen, to the Shift Podcast. You haven't done the Shift before, right? You did my other podcast.
I did the IRL one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wait, you know what's so funny with you being on? So I wanted to have you on anyway, but also me and Tori spoke about last week on the podcast about, what's it called? Vigimitis?
Oh, vaginismus?
Vaginismus. So Tori,
I just learned how to say it.
Is that hard? Why do they make all these, you know, things hard, like dyslexia or all the words with conditions are hard, like multiple cirrhosis? That's like a fucking mouthful.
No, like if it's hard for you to deal with, you might as well not be able to say it either.
Yeah, it's not real if you can't pronounce the full thing.
Exactly.
But she was saying her current partner was saying she had an elastic vagina and she was like worried about that. And I was like, oh, no, he probably just had been with someone, you know, who had vaginitis or vaginismus, where it's like very tight. And she was like, what is that? And so I don't think a lot of people, unless they've watched Sex Education, know about it. So you have it.
Yeah. Seeing that on Sex Education, I felt very validated having it, because most of the time, and it's crazy, most of the time is women don't know what it is. I didn't know what it was. And when I tell people like our age, older women, my mom didn't really know what it was when I was diagnosed. So having that on Sex Education, I was like, yes, thank you. Like, it was so lovely to see, because so many times, like other things, it's not diagnosed correctly, you know? Like, my gynecologist literally said, have a glass of wine when you have sex.
Oh, here. That's ridiculous. That's like... But wait, for the listeners, what is it?
So when I was diagnosed, so I'll like go like rewind back to, you know, not knowing what it was. In college, you know, horny college student, all my friends having sex. I was trying to have sex. Not even have sex. I just wanted to like hook up. At this point, I wasn't even using tampons, because every time I used a tampon, it was so uncomfortable. So I thought I was either doing it wrong or whatever. And I was embarrassed to talk about it. Weird enough. Me being me, I was embarrassed. I was like, ah. When I started hooking up with guys, I started feeling very uncomfortable, because everything that I did was either painful, uncomfortable. Something didn't feel right. And it wasn't the situation with the guy. It was something was up with my body, right? And I was like, maybe I do need a glass of wine. Maybe I need to get high. Maybe I need to relax. So there's a lot of weird things going on. No one really knew. I didn't really talk to my parents. Finally go to my gynecologist and I'm like, hey, something's up down there.
Like, I'm so annoyed with your gynecologist. Like, and most doctors are like, don't drink at all. And she's like, just get drunk.
Yeah, she's like, have a glass of wine, relax, take it easy. And I said to her, and this is why, when you think something's like up with your body, like be proactive as much as you can. I know it's hard, but I was like, no, something is not right. And she did a pap. I know we all love paps, pap smears. And I like passed out from the pain. I passed out. And I woke back up and she's like, oh, I know what you have. She didn't call it vaginismus at the time. She said it was a high pelvic wall disorder, which technically means, and she said tight pussy. And I was like, a tight.
You're like, I heard that was good.
I know. I was like, I thought guys like that. But this is like medically tight, where it's like not fun. It's like not the cute tight pussy.
When anything's medical, it's not fun.
It's not cute. I was like, oh my God. And she said, you know, what it is the walls of your vagina. So technical. The walls of your vag They're so sensitive and they're so tight, and you just have to like kind of ease them up, relax the muscles so something could penetrate, like a tampon or a penis or a finger, whatever, can go in. She said your walls are so tight and the muscles are so like they're not opening, they're not relaxing. So you have to learn to relax those muscles. And she said two things can happen. One thing is you can, she said you could put a dildo, you can use a dildo and like work it. Like it's a muscle. It's like, say you pulled a hamstring, like you work the muscle. She said, or you can go to physical therapy.
So and I was vagina like, vagina physical therapy. They're just
literally
like
vagina your physical legs. Therapy. Yes.
Oh, they stick a finger in?
Yeah, literally. So I, and at the time, I had just graduated college and I was about to move to New York City. And I was like, hell no, I'm not dealing with this right now. Right. And I get to New York and, you know, living life. And I said to myself, it was a couple months in, I said, Riley, if you want a relationship, if you want to have a healthy, whatever, you need to learn to have healthy, like fun sex.
Yeah.
So I went to therapy, told her about my issues. She said, and finally, about maybe 9 months into moving to New York, I went to physical therapy. And that's exactly what it is, Katie. It was literally like, she went a lot of like hip movements, a lot of opening up the hip flexors. And she would like technically finger me, but like it was,
is she a doctor?
She's a doctor. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. She's actually some like, cause you know, there's some
off the street, right?
Oh yeah. Some sex experts are great, but then it's just some like one who's like, I'm a sex expert. And they're like, right.
I was like, oh, this woman's fingering me every Tuesday at 2 PM in Washington Heights. Like, no, she, it was good. It was very, it's not like you get off on that.
Yeah, no. Like, it's like when they stick a finger up your arse to check if
there's right. Cancer. It literally feels like you're stretching out a muscle.
Did it work?
Oh girl, I did it for about a year and then I had sex. And the thing is now.
Is that the first time you had sex was after
that? Yeah. I was 24.
Wow.
But like good, healthy, like fun sex. The ones that I tried before was like, they would kind of stick it in and I would be like, I can't, like, and I would start, you know what I mean? And then it'd be over. But this was like, I actually had the sex.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the overall.
I mean, that's like a win, you know, you did the year, you got it done. You could have waited until you were 30 and then it would have been 31 before you were able to have sex. Or I think this is great. You know, you got the job done. A lot of people would be very uncomfortable with going. A lot of women are uncomfortable going to the bloody gyno. So
it was just so invasive. Yeah.
You're getting,
imagine like just like, she was so sweet. She was like this young, like she was like 30 something year old, nice Jewish woman, Washington Heights. Like we'd always talk about being Jewish. Like it was so cute. And like, we had a little bond, but she was a great doctor. But after a year, I was like, oh shit. But it's still really, you still have to like practice. Like in sex education, she had the dilators.
Yeah.
Like help her open up. Same thing.
So it's like skinny dildo, medium dildo type of thing, right?
Yeah. You kind of like work your way up.
Yeah. And so, but you've had big penis since. So you've stretched it out, right?
Well, that's the thing. Like most of the guys, for some reason, wow, I'm picking big penises and like
you love big penises. Luck. It's so funny because my other friend, she has vaginismus. Oh my god, it literally sounds like a Harry Potter.
I'm not helping because I love watching you do that.
I know, it's like a Harry Potter wand wizard. It's like he put like Harry spell. Potter put a curse. Yeah, he put a curse on your vagina. Vaginismus. Wait. From the House of Slytherin. Such an old reference. I'm so sorry, listeners.
No, I loved it.
No, my friend, so she has it and she told me she loves skinny penis for that. Because I remember I had seen like a really, really skinny, really, really skinny willy and I hadn't seen that before. And I just, you know, it's funny because you just don't know different body types. I actually was, this is like such a derail, but I'll come back to what I was saying. But I was in a store looking for a book for my godson for Christmas, and then there was this book and I brought it home with me. I can't remember what it was called, but I'll read it in the podcast at some point for you listeners, because it was amazing. It's a sex education, or like, and also consent, and said what is love. But it's a book about for 7 to 10 year olds to read to them, or for them to read themselves, all about like the body. And it literally had like cartoon willies and cartoon tits and cartoon vaginas. I was reading it. I was like, I'm 31 and I'm learning stuff. So it should be seven to forever. But that as well, there was like different willies in it. And I think, like, you know, even me, oh my God, I said this as well on the last podcast, but there's a show called Naked Attraction in the UK, but it's basically like you get to see their body before you see their face, and the guy has to pick them. It's like blind date, but he's picking them from their body. I know, it's fucking wild.
It's
I will find a way to watch it for when we all hang out and have tea. And like,
oh my God, please.
It's the best show. It's wild. And it's not even like doing well. It has like no followers on Instagram. But like, so then because I was like, do people go on this show to get like a following? But like, no, they're all just mental. But anyway, fair play to them though. Because for me, I get to see all the different vaginas. And I was like, this is so interesting. Because you just think that you don't know, and they're all different, and same with willies. So this guy's willie was really skinny, and it was really like just a penis I hadn't seen before. And then I was saying it to my friend, and she was like, oh, I love that, because I have vaginismus. She said, I actually prefer when it's skinny, because it's more enjoyable for me. It doesn't hurt. And I was like, wow, literally there's a vagina. There's a dick for a vagina. Like, you know, you just find the right fit.
So especially with small ones as well. I feel bad for men, because they're like, small penis. I'm like, there are women out there that will love that penis. Like, don't you worry, sir.
Don't you worry is right. But you're like, no, I'm going to fucking get my physical, what's it called? Physical what?
Oh, the physical therapy?
Physical therapy, so you can have a big penis.
Well, the thing is like, I haven't gone in so long, and I just talked to a friend about this because she also has it, and she still goes every once in a while. And I was like, girl, I've not gone since I moved to New York. So this was like almost 5 years ago.
Does it stretch back? Does it go back if you don't go?
But the thing is, the muscles will always stay the same. Well, for me, I have to do more research on that. But like, for me, it's the same type. I have just learned it's a lot of psychological stuff too. Like, you have to be comfortable. That's like when I tried so hard to be a hoe. And this is like, I respect hoes so much, because I'm like, I wish, like, I'm very sexual. Like, I would love to be hooking up all the time with different men, because I connect. So I love it. My vagina does it. My vagina, as soon as I'm with a guy for the first time, it's like, it has to be warmed up. Not even like physically, like my mind has to connect to my vagina. It really has to, like, you know, like when you're like the Wi-Fi and the internet and they both turn off, like that's what literally, like, it needs to connect. If it doesn't, it's just going to end up being painful. And I think that goes along with a lot of women too.
Yeah. I think even women
who don't have some sort of like psychological thing where you may not even know it. And you're like, yo, that sex was so bad. It's like, well, maybe your pussy was just like, not having it today. Like, I'm not doing it.
No, completely. I think if you're not feeling it, or if you're feeling pressure to do it, especially like sometimes if you're in a relationship, you're like, oh, I gotta, or you might go home with a guy in a night out and then you've changed your mind because you start to sober up a bit, but you just go through with it, which I never do, but I've done that plenty of times. You're like, oh, just get this over. And it's not comfortable because your body knows, it's like, we don't want to do this. So it's like, tenses up. But wait, so your muscles are always going to be at a tight, but you got to keep doing these exercises, kind of like, I suppose, for people who have like tight calf muscles, they got to do a lot of stretches or whatever,
right? That's literally the perfect way to say it. It's honestly stretching, which I don't do. Like, I still don't use tampons because it's still so uncomfortable. Say if I use those dilators all the time, it probably would be easier for me, but that's also me. And I have to figure my shit out more. And like, okay, Riley, so why don't you want to use a tampon? You know what I mean? Like, a lot of it, people think, oh, it's physical. And like I said before, sometimes it's just, it's mental. Like, you having to accept, like, okay, this is going to be fine. You know, when like someone gives you a shot, you're like, that wasn't so bad. But someone gave you the needle and they're like, do it to yourself.
Oh yeah, fuck that.
No. That's so much harder. So like when I was doing the physical therapy, she was like, hey, Riley, I want you to go home this week and I want you to like do it yourself or use the dilators. And I would go home and I would look at these dilators and I would be like, I'm not touching you guys today. Like, I couldn't, she had to do it. I couldn't do it.
No, you are so right. We tend to procrastinate a lot. It's like when you go to the dermatologist and they're like, okay, you have to just put, or the dentist. The dentist is like, just floss. And then you don't floss until a month before you have to see the dentist again. Because you're like, oh, I can be arsed. You can procrastinate a lot when it's yourself. But please use your dilators.
I know that's why, like, when I'm hooking up with a guy, like, I was hooking up with this guy kind of consistently and it kind of fell off. And I was sad. I was like, oh man. But most of it, I was like, now my pussy has to get used to another person. Like, it was getting so used to it. So when I would hook up with this guy, I didn't have to do the whole warm up or the whole breathing. Cause when I'm with a new guy, I'll tell them sometimes like, hey, I'm going to do some breathing exercises.
Wait, so what did you do? You go off for a second and be like, I just need 10 minutes and I need to do some breathing in the room? Or what are the breathing exercises? Walk us through that.
So for me, yeah. So my physical therapist taught me this and honestly, it has helped. I didn't do this in the beginning because I was kind of embarrassed. But then I was like, hey, if the guy doesn't like this.
Yeah, fuck him.
Bye. This is what my body needs. We just have to go through this part to get to the, you know, so it can be enjoyable for all of us. Cause I don't think you'll be able to like, it won't work if I don't do this for myself.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's just like slow breathing, like literally like just like to calm down the body. Before the actual like sex part. But sometimes they'll freak out a guy, like if you didn't tell him and they're all of a sudden you're like
he must
like, are you meditating?
Yeah, he's like, Jesus, she has to really like calm, like give herself patience to have sex with me. My therapist says that all the time, like, yeah, do breathing exercises just in all, this is great advice for everybody, like just in all walks of life. If you're feeling stressed out, just breathe, and you don't, you forget, you're like, oh yeah, oh, and
it works.
That getting relaxed as well, again, is not just for women who have vaginas. It's also for like coming, and because you can get real in your head. So breathing exercises would probably help a lot of women to relax their body, to get to have sex, to actually orgasm.
I 100% agree with you. I think with sex is, you know, there's so many things to think about and you're thinking about so many different things. Like, how do I look? What is he thinking? What am I thinking? Does this feel good? I'm tired. Oh my God, I forgot to shave. Like all these things. And next thing you know, he comes and you're like, oh shit. Like, yeah. It's honestly, I think because there's so much going on. You might not even realize, you might be like, no, I'm in the moment. But a lot of times I think we're kind of outside, like we're kind of watching ourselves.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same. This is funny. This sounds like a vagina yoga or like sex yoga. You should open a vagina yoga store, but or what?
I would be there every. I would be the customer. I feel like I'd be a terrible owner.
But yeah, I guess it is true that you're kind of like watching yourself outside of your body. I feel like for women, I want to make this a joke some stage. I don't know how to make it a joke because I don't think it's funny right now. But I think I was thinking about this today because I couldn't really. We hadn't had sex in a while because we were in Ireland. And then I had all this pressure that we hadn't had sex in a while. So I was like, oh, I just couldn't really get into it. And it was frustrating me. But then I just like whipped out the vibrator because it's so like intense that it kind of gets you out of your head, you know? It's like,
character. That's
yeah. So that helps me, like, just because it's like I'm not like putting pressure on my hand or them. I'm just like bringing in an expert, you know, a professional.
Bring in a prop. Yeah,
exactly. So but I was thinking about like how they call it le petite mort, for all the French, I don't know if there's like two French listeners and like, thanks for fucking up our, you know, it's like it means orgasm over there means the little death. And yeah. I was getting so philosophical about this because when I orgasm, a bunch of images will come into my head from like my past, maybe something like me being in school. Does that happen to you?
Wow, I've only come twice in my life. That sounds like, now I'm like trying to like, how can I come? Because I want to. Like, wait, that sounds so cool. Wait, images of like you as a child and like.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just kind of like just go into a different. It's like maybe like I'm on drugs. But they say when you die, you're filled with like this DMT stuff. And it's so basically like your life flashes before your eyes. And I wonder whoever called it the little death, was that because that's what they were feeling? Maybe they were feeling like and I feel like that when I orgasm, I just kind of certain memories, like this is so weird, but today it was like the buffalo wings from a restaurant in Minute, and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot I really liked them. And Minute is in Ireland, so it's so specific. That's something from like 10 years ago.
This is like a superpower.
I don't know. Well, we have to circle back to you only coming twice, by the way, but
I'm so interested. Like, that's a whole superpower, Kate. Like, you can do. Wow.
I don't know, but maybe I'm just a weirdo. Maybe this isn't anybody else and I'm just totally taking meaning out of this. But if that here's the thing too. I feel like for women, just circling back to you saying like you're so in your head and then it's over. Do you ever like when you're about to orgasm? And I think it feels like, and I tried to explain this to Leland today, or like for men, when we are about to orgasm, it's like your heart drops. It's like it feels like a moment of regret. So if we don't reach that orgasm, we just have that feeling of regret, like, or that feeling of anticipation, because that's right before the explosion of good feelings. So right. if we don't come in sex, you're kind of left being like, oh, and then like with the person, you're just feeling like, oh, well, I didn't enjoy that. I regret that. So it's like really important for us to relax and enjoy it. And two, for our partner to go along with figuring out how to make you come, because it's such a hot nah, or reaching it, that feeling before is such a horrible feeling. It's like feels like shame to me anyway. So I don't know if that's what other people feel like.
It's like a closure. You want closure with like, say you're having issues with the guy and then, you know, you're like, I'm not talking to you anymore, whatever. And then you guys stop talking. It's like there was no closure. So then you feel this awkward, like, I totally agree. I think it's the same thing with orgasms. And like, you know, my issue was, so the two, I've only come twice in my life. And
what do you define as coming though? Sorry, they were two what? I interrupted you.
Oh, it was with men.
Okay, with men.
It was with one guy.
Okay, one guy came twice. Never by yourself.
Never.
Do you masturbate?
That's the thing. Not really. And I think it circles back to me having to, like, you have to, it's like we said, we have to work, still keep working on these things. Like, I have to keep working on the vaginismus. I might have to go back to physical therapy, because in my head, when I do it to myself, it doesn't feel, I close off. I get scared because I think it's going to be painful.
Well, you don't need to put anything inside you to masturbate. You could just rub your clitoris.
Yeah, and that doesn't do nothing for me. That's the thing. The times I've come, Katie, has been been sex. Like, it was in me.
Well, you know, the clitoris is your G-spot as well. It's just the front of it.
I know. I don't know why. I've never, even like when a guy fingers me or if I'm like with myself, I can't get there.
Will you do me a favor?
Yes.
Will you try for a couple of months and then we'll get you back on and let me know? Because I had to do it like a project. Honestly, if you're in your head, do your breathing before, wet your fingers, rub around your hole, because it might not be on the clitoris. It might be like to the side, because the clit is like 10 inches underneath your vagina. So sometimes if you rub like the lip part, or if you rub above, so rub until you feel what feels good and then move around. And if that doesn't feel good, come back to it. And you know, think about things that get you off. I actually don't think about sexual things because I don't know. I'm just like thinking about like a desert or something. I just let my head go weird.
I don't let my head just go. Okay,
yeah. So just like enjoy the feeling. Because you have you done that?
Kind of, but then I get frustrated and then I just give up.
So stick past the frustration, because that's the thing too. And then you know what? You know, here's a good analogy for you. You know, when you're on stage and you tell a good joke, it crushes, and you tell the next joke, and it kind of bombs. You tell the next joke and it kind of bombs. You know, it's easy to go, fuck this, I'm going to bomb the rest of the set. Or you go, this is usually a good joke. This is me. What am I doing wrong? And it's usually you've gotten distracted. You're not connecting. You're not saying the joke. Wow,
what an analogy.
Yeah, okay. So you switch it up. So when you get frustrated, just, you know, take a second, recenter yourself and like give yourself a break, because this is going to change your life, Riley Lassen. And I'm excited.
Wow. I feel like I have homework. Like, I'm like, should I cancel my spot tonight? Like,
yeah, like, excuse me, I got a mask. But I think, yeah, I think you should give yourself that shot. Cause I was 27, I think, when I started doing that, and it changed my life. Okay. So,
and oh, just wow. So I'm around the age of doing that. So it's time for me to.
Especially if you come already from penetration, and it might just be, you know, maybe it'll turn out that this is all wrong, but I don't think so, because the clit is one big. Yeah, but who knows? Maybe someone will message in and be like, no, I've tried all of that. But, you know, at least give yourself, especially what you have in vaginosis. Vaginismus. It'd be really nice if you could learn to orgasm that way. And it'd take that as well. It'll take a lot of the pressure. So for me, I can't orgasm during sex if I haven't already orgasmed. And so I figured that out, and through masturbation. And so now I'll just, like, when we're kissing, I'll like masturbate and it'll get myself off. So then when we're having sex, A, there's no pressure on the guy. He can kind of like just be like, okay, I'm going to come, because I'll come during sex. It'll be so quick. And if I don't, I'll just masturbate afterwards. And they're like, they think that's hot. And they're like, oh, less work for me. Great. So.
Right. Oh my God. Honestly, the whole taking the pressure off, it just sounds peaceful. Like, that sounds nice. And honestly, like, I've been chasing whatever I had with that guy. Like, he made me come, right? Like, we had sex, I came, and then he left, whatever. And then that night I was like, what did he prep? Like, what happened? Like, what? I was trying to figure it out, because I was like, and then I got frustrated and stopped. And then he came back like a couple days later, and I was like, can that happen, what we did last time? And he's like, okay. And they came again. I'm like, oh, and I was so excited. But then I couldn't figure it out. And I was like, and I told Remy Casimir, because she just, and we've been talking about this. And she was like, you know, so many women, like, there's a percentage that, like, can't come from penetration. I just felt so cool.
Oh my God. Most women can't. It's something like, I read it was 70% of women won't come from penetration alone.
Penetration. So at that point I was like, oh my God, this is fantastic. But ever since then, I still have yet to come from myself. So, like, who's the winner here? I was like, and at that time I was like, ha ha, ha. Yeah. And now I'm like, oh, I haven't come in like 2 years now. Oh
yeah, no, please make this as a project for yourself. I'll go back to yoga and you know yeah, learn your body, because it would be interesting. And maybe, look, the penetration thing as well. Well, what is your definition of coming? So you orgasmed, and did you squirt? Or
I didn't squirt, but there was definitely, it was a new feeling, like, this, it was definitely different. I couldn't feel my legs after. Whoa. Like, I was like, right, it was like one of those things, because he told me, he was like, get on top, and I was like, ah, I don't want to get on top. He's like, get on top. I was like, ah, and he's like, stop. So I was like, so I got on top, and I was like, and then I came, and I'm like, oh, that's what I have to do, is get on top.
He might have been, you being on top might be also rubbing your clitoris, okay, because you're on top. Were you moving front to back or up and down?
No, I was front to back. I was doing, yeah.
So that's clitoris.
Nothing. Oh my God.
Because the only time I would ever get that feeling where it wouldn't reach, and I feel bad for my long-term partner in Ireland, because it wasn't his fault. I'd be like, yeah, I came. But I thought I was going to wet myself, so I'd stop myself before, because I didn't really understand what coming was.
Yeah.
But the only time I would ever reach that was when I was on top going forward and back. But now I know that that's like, because your clit, literally his dick is rubbing off your clit. And if he has any stomach fat as well, it's rubbing it off it too. Or... yeah, so I'm telling you, I feel like I know that you can get this clit going.
This is like so exciting. I was like, and then too, I was like, I have to talk to Katie. I was like, send me back. I was like, I have to talk to Katie. I have to talk to Katie. Then this is, okay, this is my adventure for tomorrow. I got the whole day off.
Yeah.
We're gonna figure this out.
And look into it as well. Like, look up. Me and Athir and Sabine and Lindsay were talking about sharing a pass for this thing called Orgasm. So we'll get you in on that. I'll set up a group for like tea and this orgasm website, because it teaches you all about the different ways to masturbate and loads of other stuff just about like women's bodies that we don't know about. Because it could be even like something as simple as like wetting your hand before, or they, you know, maybe like. A position, like when I was trying to do it, I put my legs up against the wall at one stage. I was like, or just getting, do you have a vibrator for your clit?
No, I've always been so, I know. And the thing is, I've gotten them for my birthday. Caitlin Murphy has bought me a vibrator. Like I bought one when I was in England. Like I had vibrators, but I would always get so frustrated. I just end up being like, I stop.
Yeah. So maybe just try. I also, to be honest with you, I only bring the vibrator in sometimes when I want it to go quicker, but I actually prefer my hand because I literally can feel what I'm enjoying and then like move it. And like sometimes with the vibrator, it's too much. Wow. It feels like I'm getting carpet burn on my clit. I'm like, okay, calm down.
Autopilot. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I am excited for you. I know you have to go in 20 minutes. Can we cover one other thing?
Yes.
You have... ovarian, what's it called?
Oh, PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. Mm-hmm.
And what is that exactly?
I want to say correctly. And like this, there's like four different types of PCOS. Mine is insulin resistance. So, when I was younger, I had cysts on my ovaries. I was about 14 and one popped and I was in so much pain. I was crying. I couldn't move. I went to a gynecologist, but I was like 14, 15 years old. So like, you know what I mean? Like it was a weird, like showing up at a gyno, in so much pain. She's like, what's going on? We did an ultrasound. She saw there was cysts. And she was like, okay, this is probably the PCOS. And then as I've gotten older, the symptoms that come with it, a weight gain, this is insulin resistance. So with these cysts and everything, you don't even need to have cysts, but it causes, it's kind of for me, it's like the diabetes of the ovaries. Okay. That's what they called it, where you can't properly take in sugar correctly. Testosterone, all your hormonal, it's a lot of hormone issues going on. So my symptoms were, the weight gain, you get excess facial hair, so more testosterone. So I would get like hair on my face, my arms were super hairy. It also leads to thinning of hair. I wear wigs now because my hair has gotten so bad. I also think because stress does not help anything, you know, I think because of COVID and I had other things going on. Since I was 15, my hair just started to get thinner and thinner and thinner. Finally, I was like, fuck this. I started wearing wigs because I just felt super uncomfortable and I wanted to feel confident. So the wigs were great. But that, and then infertility and some other like not fun, you know, issues as well. But PCOS, it can be fixed by a lot, not fixed, but like between diet and I was put on birth control at 15 to regulate your regulating your period is huge. I was put on birth control. I was put on metformin, which is a diabetic medication. Yeah. Since then, though, I asked my endocrinologist if I can go off of metformin. The diabetes medication kind of helps regulate your sugars, which helps, you know, the hormones, which helps you lose weight and everything. But I've been taking it since I was like 16. Yeah. And I was like, can I get off of it? And I've been taking the supplement called Avisitol and it's been great. And it's not as hard on the body. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of, it's very weird, but you know, it's one of those annoying hormonal, syndromes that a lot of women have and they don't realize that they have it either.
And if they don't realize they have it, they're just going around, is it with like pain or it's just undiagnosed or?
Right. Like you might be like, oh my God, my periods are never regular. My hair is falling out. I can't seem to lose this last 20 pounds. It's like, hey, you might want to check that out. Like there could be something going on in you.
I'm glad that you're spreading awareness about that because plus I've heard since you've said it, I've heard way more women just randomly talking about it or telling me they had it and I had no idea, or people saying their sister has it. And a lot of it is, again, that it was maybe the weight was an indicator or the hair was an indicator. And it's great that you're also saying like, I wear wigs and I'm happy with that. I remember you saying, I don't know if it was to me or a podcast or in your set, that you're more comfortable dating black men because they've more experience with wigs.
It's funny because like when I've been with black men, because I've hooked up with, I think one guy I was wearing a wig with, he was white. And it's funny because when I was with one guy, and he was black. He pulled it off by accident during a blowjob. And like, I was so embarrassed. And in the, and I do this joke on stage because it's funny. Yeah, like a guy pulling off a wig during it. But he was like, Riley, like, I get it. It's a wig. Like, just put it like here. Do you need help clipping it? Like,
it's so nice.
Was
I love
so
that.
Sweet about it. He was so nice. This one guy I was with was a little uncomfortable, but yeah, I have to say, like, most guys are very like, they won't know. Sometimes they won't know.
Yeah.
And they'll just like, they'll yank it. And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, it's awake. Because like the girl I go to, Slay Beauty, Get Slay. I'm going to say it correctly. It's in Crown Heights, Trisha. They're amazing. But she does my wigs and she makes it look so good.
Oh my gosh. Steph, when you literally remember that night we were at the stand and I can't remember, some other comedian was like, how did you go from black to blonde? Like, that, this hairdresser must be amazing. You're like, no, it's a wig. And she was like, what? Her mind was blown. Like,
right. I think, yeah, everyone at the stand that night, they were like, wait, Riley, did you just dye your hair? I'm like, no, it's a wig. But I have to say, most guys have been very like, and if they're not comfortable with it, like, fuck off. Like, this is, but it was funny. I was just talking to a friend about this the other day, saying how I am nervous. I am scared to take off my wig now with the guy, or not have one. Like, say he comes over on a snow day and I just want to relax and like put up my hair, whatever. I'm still uncomfortable because I've had guys in the past who I've been with say, like, what's wrong with your hair? Like, are you gonna do something about your hair? Like, you know, your hair's thinning. Or like, I'll wake up and they're like they'll make a comment. And honestly, it's like, dude, you don't know me like that, first of all. Yeah. And if you do know me, one of the guys I've known since a while, he knew I had this issue, and he said something to me, and I was like, I get it. I totally get it. If you want to make a comment, like, hey, your hair, like, and I'm open like that. I understand. Like, if you want to have an open conversation, that's fine. Or like, if you're concerned for me, cool. Like, but if you're going to like make a rude comment, like, ooh, something wrong with your hair. Like, maybe you should do something or put your hair up. Like, it's like, okay, well, get your penis bigger. I don't know. Yeah, like, yeah.
Oh no, 100%.
Right. Like,
it's a different rule for you and a different rule for them. And like, for the good men listening, we know it's not you, but there, you might not realize it because you're a good person, but this is negging. And like, Riley, if you weren't wearing a wig, they'd be like, what's wrong with your posture? Like, I've had guys comment about my posture or my toes. They are ugly toes, but Leland would never say that. He's always like, they're beautiful. He just like lies to my face. But
or it's like unique, or like something unique, like not even unique, but like that's what makes you. Yeah. And especially when you're talking to someone in the beginning, like none of these men I were with for months, like a lot of them, like I just hooked up one night and they said crazy something. I was like, excuse me. And that one guy who was my friend who made the comment about my hair, at this point he had already said to me, I didn't realize your butt was so flat. It's okay. Like, you can go to the gym for that.
Oh, fuck that. No, this guy, this is what I'm saying. This guy's just a fucking asshole.
Exactly. So most of the time they're just, you just have to know they're assholes. And I think I have to come to realization. I have to get comfortable with the fact that there are guys out there that just will accept you for you and not to worry. Yeah. And that's your body and to be comfortable. But there are guys out there that fucking come in and be like, why is boob one bigger than the other boob? You know what I mean? They'll just say some shit that you're like, shut the fuck up.
Oh yeah. And they'll do this thing where they'll find the one thing you're insecure about and double down on it, or they'll mask it with a compliment, like something like, oh yeah, you have a lovely arse. It's kind of small though. And you're like, wait, what? Right. I don't understand what just happened here. Am I
the backhanded compliment?
Oh well,
you're like, shut up.
And I think the thing for like, if there's certain men who just haven't seen wigs before, or you know that's not like normal to them, they should really love it. Because I think something that we should all maybe do, I might actually get some wigs, because how, or what's that word? It brings in, especially if you're in a relationship, it brings in a newness. So like if you're able to change up your hairstyle or your wigs, especially when it comes to sex or your partner, yeah, that's so much fun.
Like I had to say, it is very fun. Like when I got the silver and blonde wig, and because I was going for very much my hair color is like dark, very dark. I was like, let me go for this other wig. I didn't even care what I look like in it. I was like, I could look really bad, but like, let's just check it out. I felt so sexy. Like I felt, and this guy I was hooking up with, for some reason, we were hooking up every weekend. And that month, I guess I was doing something. The first weekend, I think I just got that wig. The second weekend, I put in my bangs. The third weekend, I had headshots. So I used my straight, like he was hooking up with a different wig every weekend. And he never said anything about my wig. And to myself, I went, he must know, like he's got to know that this is awesome.
He was probably like, this is great. It's like a different woman each time.
Yeah, he was like, this is different, but it was awesome.
And a lot of women, you know, get extensions, like, so it's not that far off. What, your hair underneath, do you shave it or do you keep it really short?
No, I just, my hair is like, it's pretty, it's like, it comes to like here now, mostly on, it's very much the top. Yeah. That like it just is very, very, very thin where you can see the scalp but I just, you know, I used to put in powder. It was called Topic towards the end of high school and all through college. And when I moved to New York, I straightened my hair or I would do whatever, and I put in this powder. And a lot of times I'd be with the guy and he would run his fingers through my hair. And he'd be like, what is on my hands? One time I was in a car with the guy and he hit a bump and my head hit the ceiling and the powder went on the ceiling. I was like, I can't do it. I can't. And Topic is great. Like a lot of people use it. They love it. I was getting so frustrated. I was like, fuck this powder. I was like, can't.
You know what, like I have like hair that people always comment on that they like because it's long and
so beautiful.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's, I think like longer hair has become a bit fetishized and porn and stuff, but what's funny about it is that you look at it and it looks nice and guys always in the past have gone to run their fingers through my hair, and that's not real. There's someone who has wavy hair, you can't run your fingers through it. So it's always like a good, like where they do it and I don't have a chance to warn them, and then they get their hand caught and then they're like pulling my hair and it's not this romantic moment they had envisioned and they're just stuck in a knot. Or I remember one time like Leland was like scratching like the top of my head and it was feeling nice, but then I was so frustrated afterwards because I just had this big nest of a knot and I was like, actually my hair, we can't do this, it's just for looking. It's right. not for running your fingers pull it?
Do you guys like, have they pulled your hair, like pulled it since it's so long?
Yeah, one guy specifically, but he was like also just like really rough in the bedroom and I really hated that. I've asked Leland to do it because he's just so nice and sweet. Yeah, that like, you know, I know we had that sex expert on that you love as well, Dr. Bachava.
Oh, I'm obsessed with her.
She's great. And in her book, she says, yeah, you call her?
Oh, I follow her on Instagram.
I was like, yeah. I want to call her. I read her book, like before I interviewed her, I read the whole book. I loved it. It was really easy to read. To be honest, I would recommend it to anybody. It's called Sex Points. But in one of the chapters, she says how sometimes what you need in a long-term partner isn't sexy, you know, like kind and reliable. And, you know, for a lot of us, sometimes, you know, you want to just get railed by like the bad guy. So you have to bring that element into the bedroom. So like, obviously when that asshole was pulling my hair, it wasn't attractive because I was like, oh, you're a dick all the time. But when Leland does it, it brings this new element. I'm like, he's so kind and he takes care of me and he like makes me tea and gives me a foot rub. But then if he like pulls my hair in the bedroom, it's like, yeah.
You know? I love it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it just adds a different element. Awesome.
So. You know what? I never even realized that. Because sometimes I'd be with a guy and I don't really like them like that. And they'll do something. And usually I'd be like, wow, I usually would find this so hot. But like, you're annoying.
Yeah.
because they're always annoying, and now they're just choking me while being annoying.
Yeah, and they like nagged you early on. Earlier on, you're like, okay, this is just a negative experience. Whereas at least if a guy who is like really sweet and kind to you, and I can imagine then if you tried, I don't like being choked because I don't like anything touching my neck. I don't even like my t-shirts right up near my neck. But I could see how that would be really sexy then, because you're like, oh, a different. Same with wigs. Oh, a different. It, like, we love novelty. I am gonna. I was watching Cruella, which is for listeners. Awesome. Yeah. Watch that movie, it's so good. But I was like seeing her with all her different wigs, and I was like, I'm getting a fucking wig. Because remember, you had your red wig as well. That was hot.
Oh, the red wig. Oh my god, I love that. I love it. That's why, like, I was on it the other day, because like, they're, you want to get a quality wig, they're expensive. And like, I've had some really great friends to like show me like good websites to use, and now I have like my favorite website. I have like, I know my cap size. I know, like, in the beginning, figuring it all out. Like, that's why I'm so grateful for some of my friends who were like, should be like, okay, you're gonna want this, not this. You're gonna want that. And then when I get my hair done, she'll be like, next time, Rye, get a smaller cap than a bigger cap. Like, so a lot of it is just figuring out too, because sometimes you'll guess, you'll like, oh, this is good, and then it doesn't look that good, you know? So yeah. I never wanted to come like show up somewhere and it look like, that's why I always get so nervous. I'm like, I hope it doesn't look bad. But at the end of the day, it's like, if you feel confident and you feel good, it's all that matters.
But sure, I knew you for years before, and then you told me you were wearing wigs, and I was like, ah. I didn't, no one knows, like, that's how good they are. But like, for other people who also just want to add it, you know, you like, if you were like, you, I'm sure you get a cheap one if it's like, I just want to on a Tuesday have red hair, right? You could just get a cheap one, right? Could you?
Yeah, like, you totally can. I am now spoiled myself where I'm like, oh, but like, I got a wig for my birthday, the one that I wore that night, and it's like a brown color, like a light brown, like chestnut. And I was so excited. My mom's like, Riley, you're moving. Like, you have all these expenses. And I like went out, and because my mom knows, she's like, I know how much those wigs are.
Do you mind me asking, how much are
they? Oh, no, it's the brown one that I bought was $250.
Okay, but look, sorry. Most people who get their hair cut, I just cut my hair myself. They're spending $200 to $300 in New York for a haircut.
Right. Like my black one, my long, long one, that was like $320. But like, oh, yeah, that's the thing. You wear it all the time. Like, you get it done. It looks nice. It feels good. It's light. I'm not like itching. Like, it feels good. You know, it's not like.
If you get three of those a year, you're saving money than most people getting haircuts, because women here get haircuts and dye their hair maybe every 3 months, let's say, at least. So, and they're spending $300 probably if they're getting a hair dye as well. To just get your hair cut here is like,
right? If you're blonde too, like, I can't. Every time I meet someone or a friend who's blonde and they have to get their hair done, I'm like, damn, like, that's commitment. Like, good for you, but whoo.
And it just, I dyed my hair for blonde for 10 years, and it just like, and it was way cheaper in Ireland, but. Just like, oh, yeah. I also burned my hair is much lighter on this side, like thinner, because she like burnt my head once. Anyway, well, that's also because I was doing it on the cheap. But I know you have to go, so plug your Instagram.
Thank you. Oh, it's at Riley Lassin, RileyLassin.
Please go follow Riley. Do you have a podcast now?
No, I can't really do it. Like, I'm, because the radio station, I was just on a show, so I'm figuring all that out now. So hopefully something will be coming soon, you know, some good stuff will be coming, but right now, you know, just trying to create and comedy.
Well, I love you. I'm gonna let you go. Crush it on your show. Where's your show?
It's at the Tiny Cupboard.
Okay, cool.
It's Natalie's show. Yeah, Tiny Cupboard.
Oh, Cuomo. Oh, she's great. Yeah. She's been on the show before, talking about anal.
Sweetheart. Yeah, so, but thank you so much for having me.
Okay.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.